Tom, now to have a chat to Rob Hickmont, because yesterday we got the disappointing news that Chabot has gone amiss. He's hurt a tendon and he's out for the spring. How are you, Rob?
Good, thanks, Michael.
Gee, that must have been devastating for yourself. You've done such a great job with this galloper since he's come to Australia, and I know you had high expectations and hopes for a cup campaign. When did he do it?
In the run, Michael, yeah. Look, obviously our protocol is to give them bute post-race, and which sort of didn't lead us to finding it until on the Tuesday after the Saturday, and it set a little bit of heat there. It was no huge inflammation as such, just a bit of thickening at the top of the tendon, and but it was a bit of pain on palpation, which wasn't a good thing to find, and we did scan him and found a low-grade lesion in the superficial digital flexor tendon. We just had to do our due diligence and re-scan again yesterday just to make sure it wasn't a knock or anything like that, and it unfortunately was another positive scan at the lesion.
So how serious do you think it is, and how long will he be out for?
Yeah, there's no good tendons, but if there is one, it's probably his one. It's only about 8 to 9% lesion in the tendon itself, so it's a grade one. The prognosis is very good for him to return to racing without issue. A little bit like Al Mandon, and I'm sure with the right treatment and time, we'll get him back for sure. But we won't see him again until 2020.
It's so disappointing. But look, if we look on the bright side, it may be a blessing. He's so lightly raced, it might give him even more time to develop.
Exactly. Look, he's still three. His time in Europe, and I'm sure that he's only going to get bigger and stronger. And not that we want him to get too big. We don't want him. Don't want him to come back a 550-kilo horse either. But he's a very European-styled stallion. He doesn't carry a lot through the neck, and he's refined enough. He's 500-kilo horse, so he's not one of the smaller 470 or 460 Europeans. But he's very athletic, and I'm sure that, you know, given the time, he'll come back for us without issue.
Well, it even speaks more highly of his win, which he trotted up in the Roy Higgins, if he's done a tendon during that run and he's still been so dominant, doesn't it?
Yeah, looking back, I suppose you can... I just thought his head carriage was a little high until the last 75 metres when he started to flatten out. So whether he did it out of the gates or a little bit of a squeeze at the gates or, you know, a bit of front slippage, or just a little bit of fatigue. It's one of those things that we'll never know, but he did run through the line then when Craig asked him to. But yeah, look, it's highly disappointing for all the owners, but couldn't be more pleased with the way they've taken the bad news. They've been terrific, and obviously winning 3 from 3 obviously offset a little bit of that disappointment. It would have been worse if we had 3 starts with 3 duckheads, well, I suppose.
Exactly. Mate, best of luck with his recuperation, and can you get a little bit out of the wreckage on Saturday, because you've got a promising galloper, Bering Sea, going around in the Grand Classic final over 2,000. He's won his last two.
Yeah, look, he's been a very slow learner of the horse, and he still isn't the finished product as such. I'm sure there's a good race in the horse. He's got a lot of ability. He sort of come through at the same time as Chabot, so he's done a lot of work with Chabot and held his own with him. So he's one of those horses. The application of the one-eye blinker will hopefully flatten him out and we'll get rid of that hanging in that he can do. But if he can sustain a good 300 or 400 metre sprint, which we know he's got, and run straight and true, I'm sure he'll be in the finish with a beautiful draw and a good ride from Mickey D.
Nice push for the punters there if he's matching strides with Chabot. Good luck, Rob. Thanks for the time.
No worries, Michael. Thanks for having me.